99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
All right, feel good stories. We do them every single hour here on DJX.
Listen, we got to highlight this kid again. Lane Bridges. He's 10. Lane needs to get his own line of alarm clocks because this kid will pump you up for anything you got going on in your day. This is how this started. He went viral because he was given this enthusiastic pep talk to his Mavericks youth football team in Eastland, Texas before the big game. Now, here's the thing. He is a reserve on the team.
Yeah.
But he's always the kid that's encouraging others and congratulating teammates when they get off the field. Uh-huh. And he will make you want to run through a brick wall.
When I saw Paul get angry, I want to see all of you do that. Because if you do that, you're determinated to the game.
Determinated to the game.
I'm not saying be what person. Be you. But also have passion. Be determined. Be this team. Be a Maverick. And when we get on that field, let's show the Cisco Robos how to be a Maverick.
Wow.
Let's show that we can beat them on their home field, on our home field. We can beat them anywhere. We can go to New England, for goodness sake, play the snow, and still beat them.
Oh, wow. I mean, he did name check New England, and Tom Brady did see it, and he's like, yes, all
wow.
of that.
All right.
Yes.
Good deal.
I mean, seriously, make him into an alarm clock. You wouldn't hit snooze if you heard this going off in the morning.
Get angry. I want to see all of you do that. Because if you do that, you're determinated to the game.
You're determinated to the game.
I can get up
and take on the day. Lame. You can play this day, whatever you got going on. You're going to take on that meeting.
It doesn't matter. Yes.
You're going to stand up on top of your cubicle. You're going to say, it is Monday and I don't care. I love this kid.
Lane, my God.
We can go to New England, for goodness sake. Play the snow. We can still be
Isn't he the pep talk you need at least every Monday?
Sure.
Louisville is
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got this message. It is written in all caps.
Okay.
So I feel like I need to read it as such.
Okay. All right.
I have to have you pull one of your phone taps on my husband, Scott. Long story short, we're in a practical joke battle right now. Last week, he sent me to pick up a pizza they never ordered.
Oh, fun. All right.
So dumb, but he thought it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of town on business. I'll tell you, we just had our backyard completely redone. Huge patio, built-in gazebo, outdoor kitchen, the works. I will also let you in on a little secret that I wanted a pool, and so did our son, but he kept complaining on the work to maintain it and that it adds no value to the house. So go get him. Thanks. No mercy. Karen.
Well, take a couple deep breaths, Scott, because here comes your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm looking for Scott.
This is Scott.
Scott, hi, Robert Hossenpepper. I'm out at the site now, and I was going over the plans, and I really couldn't remember if we want 8 feet or 10 feet for depth.
Okay. Who are you? And I don't know what you're referring to.
Robert Hossenpepper. I'm with the quality control, and I head to every dig to make sure we have the proper depth.
I'm sorry, depth for what?
Your pool. Your depth for your pool, sir.
I'm not getting a pool.
Well, I have the order right here.
No, that's a mistake. We're not getting a pool.
Well, I'm pretty sure you are getting a pool. I mean, because we're almost done with the digging.
You better not have dug up anything.
Well, your wife was just here. She helped some of the guys load the old gazebo into a dumpster.
What? That is a brand new... We just installed that. Would I ruin something I just paid a lot of money for? What are you doing?
Well, I thought you wanted to upgrade to Olympic size pool, so we had to find the room.
Stop whatever you're doing right now. Stop. Stay right here on the line. I'm going to call my wife. Your number came up blocked. What's your number so I can call you back?
Listen, sir. I got 500 gallons of water sitting in the truck on your lawn that's going to go in this hole today if that's the plan, right?
Like hell. Do you think I'm going to tell you? You better just stop what you're doing right now. I would like your company to reinstall everything exactly how it was because this is insanity. This is a mistake. I mean, you got that?
Listen, you sound tense. You know... Swimming is a great stress reliever, so you know this could be a blessing in disguise.
I spent 20 grand on redoing that backyard, and you're telling me that you're ripping it apart right now on this phone?
Listen,
What are you talking about?
Sir, you're going to have a heart attack. We have some of the patio stones that are still salvageable. We stacked them up on the side of your house. You probably repurpose those.
I want everything put back exactly how it was, or I will sue your company to the wall. I promise you, I swear, you'll be out of business so fast. I'm going to call my wife right now, and I'm going to call my lawyer. What is the name of your pool company? What is it? Tell me right now.
It's a on-the-air pool installation.
On air, like walking on air.
Yeah, kind of. More like you're on the air pool.
On air pools. Got it. Like I said, if you do anything else, you stop right there. Just don't have everyone stop. All your workers stop right now. What's your number? What is your number?
Well, your wife has the number. That's how I was able to get a hold of you.
Okay, well, don't. Why don't you just give me your number? Just give it to me, sir. I'm going to try to be cool. So give me your number.
Sir, you're going to have a heart attack. Your wife arranged for the fake pool to be put in, not me. You're angry at the wrong person here.
Dude. What? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, dude. I completely fell for it.
Are you okay? It's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX.
This is great. One of those radio calls, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Holy cow, I thought you were going to bust, have an aneurysm.
I literally thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Your wife set the entire thing up. I hope you enjoy your new backyard.
Yeah, I guess I had it coming though, for real.
But seriously, a couple deep breaths would do you good. In through the nose, out through the mouth, it's going to be okay. Ashley texts in, I can't stop laughing. Yeah, well...
Olympic-sized pool.
Listen, we got 500 gallons of water that's going into this hole, whether you want it to or not.
It's swimming is relaxing.
That's right. That's a cone tap. All right, setting the bar. We always give you these stories that set the bar for your day very low. So, you know, you can go through the day, even if something bad happens to you or something that you're like, oh, man, why did that happen? You can look back on this moment and go, well, at least that didn't happen to me, right?
Exactly. I'm still winning.
Right. And I get it. Weddings are expensive.
Oh, yeah, man. Paying for all the vendors and entertainment to really try to pull off, you know, a super great party for all your guests.
Yeah, I get it. And look, you know, I've DJed weddings where I've donated my services, you know, because I know the bride and groom very well and things like that. And that's just kind of something that you're like, hey, this is your wedding present. You know, I'm going to do this. But this setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without offering up one of your bridesmaids as payment to... DJ the wedding, then you're doing okay.
Wow. What the heck? You're trying to pimp out a bridesmaid to pay for a vendor? What is happening?
Yeah, this all went down on Reddit. And so the groom was like, hey, times are tough. Pandemic. And wanted the guy to, it was a musician, to perform at his wedding as a favor. And he's like, look, instead of money, I'll take care of you. Give you some food, some beers, and put in a good word with the bridesmaids.
Oh, my God.
So he's literally throwing the bridesmaids under the bus, which if I'm the wife-to-be, I'm not happy about that. Like,
no,
what are you doing? Like,
I am guessing he did not clear that little plan with his bride or with her friends.
Yeah, so I guess the good news out of this, the musician didn't end up playing the wedding, responding like, hey, thanks, but the pandemic has been tough for me, too. Music is my gig. There haven't been a lot of live gigs the past year, right?
So, yep, I'm going to need money.
Right, right. And I guess the groom actually even responded and just said, I'm going to get a divorce if I don't get you. And the musician's
just
like...
Oh, wifey really likes this guy.
And the musician's like, good luck.
Okay. So he's all trying to be like, happy wife, happy life.
Right,
can you
right.
help out a bro?
Right.
And he wasn't taking the
bait. And he's like, bridesmaids.
Yeah, okay. No. I'm pretty confident that the bridesmaids wouldn't have been down to help pay for the services. If you know what I mean.
Yes, we do. And that's setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without offering up your bridesmaids as payment for your wedding, then you're doing okay.
That's unbelievable.
I want to highlight a couple quick TikToks that have gone viral. One of them involves literally that song, Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License, where this user shared a kind of a compilation of her dog. Her dog's a golden retriever. The dog howls to the same verse in driver's license every single time it plays. So the camera's just kind of facing the back seat. The dog's just kind of laying there. And cuts to another video.
She doesn't do this with any other song.
I mean, she's in her feels.
Yeah, in her, she's feels, in her feels all day long.
Yeah. I mean, the dog. Who hurt this dog? In fact, that's what they said.
Who hurt her?
Yes, who hurt her?
Oh, no. Heart shattered, obviously.
That is hysterical, right. And then there's another funny TikTok that's been going around. I actually saw it on Reels, but it's a dad press conference. So, you know,
that,
like,
is hysterical.
So, you know, like at the end of games, they always interview the coaches or they interview the players on the outcome of the game. And especially,
yeah, talk about what went well and what went wrong.
Right, right. And especially if it's like the losing team, you know, they're asking the coach, hey, you know, where'd you go wrong? So that's basically what it is. Evan, he's a comedian and he's a stay-at-home dad. And so he sets up like the shot like he is doing a post-game interview of his day. He's got like Cheerios on his shirt. He looks kind of disheveled and everything.
He pulls something out of his hair at some point.
Yeah.
Did you sum up the day?
Yeah, honestly, just felt like we got behind early. After the milk spill and the marker on the wall, we just felt like we were playing catch up the rest of the day.
Right before you went to the store, you called a timeout. Was there an attitude change after that?
Yeah, it felt like we were losing our heads there for a minute, so we wanted to just calm things down and get back to the basics.
Did you ever find your keys?
No. No idea where they are.
You gave him a snack half hour before dinner. Was that planned?
No. Lost track of time. Just wasn't thinking. And so, you know, 3 bites at dinner. That's on me.
It didn't look like you had many answers to the double team.
Is it a question?
Is that a question? So, yeah. Totally funny. You can see it. We've shared it on our story at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram. But, yeah, a couple funny TikToks there from driver's license to the dad press conference. So you can check those out at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. Missed. Can I start?
Yes, please do.
I saw you at Sully's, man for woman.
Well, I bet a lot of connections happened there.
I bet.
Yeah.
We were both drinking beers at Sully's. You were the kind of girl that just said whatever came to your mind.
Sassy.
You said you were having lady issues. So you went to the bathroom.
Oh, wait a second. That's too much. That's too much, Sherry. That's too much.
You came back and told me I had black bean in my teeth.
Well, that's helpful information, though.
Yeah.
Honestly. You know,
embarrassing.
Well, yeah. You don't want to go around all night like that.
You also made fun of how greasy my forehead was.
Well, that's a little harsh.
Maybe he didn't know.
Okay.
I walked you out to your car where we made out until you got sick all over me.
Oh.
Wow. Went 180.
Oh, wow.
Your
that
friend
a lot.
Ended up taking you home.
Yeah, okay, that's probably best.
You told me to never call you, but then you started making out with me again.
That's mixed signals. Yeah, I'm confused for him.
I was confused, but went with it. If you read this, please contact me. I loved how you kissed me.
Oh, really?
Even after you barfed.
Oh, gosh!
Listen, what happens at Sully stays at Sully. Right, guys?
Wow. That's a lot.
It's Craigslist. Missed connections.
I'd like to say it's going to get better, but it's not.
All right.
It's called, and this is a woman for man.
Sure.
You mooned me at Chase Bank.
That's where love starts, friends. That's where it starts.
Here we go. You're the guy who mooned me in the parking lot of a Chase Bank.
All right.
Like, who? What? Okay. You were super hot and were getting money out of the ATM with your obnoxious friends.
Okay.
You jumped up and down with the ATM, spit your money out like you just won the lottery.
Wow. This machine's giving me money.
And then turned around, bent over, and dropped your pants.
Wow. There's a lot to take in there.
It was a lot. He's painting a picture.
Yeah.
And am I the only one that's inserting Ryan Reynolds as the star of the story?
Yes.
Okay. You had a tattoo of a cat on your butt.
It just keeps getting better. It keeps getting better.
You were so incredibly handsome. Back to Ryan Reynolds. I think we'd hit it off. I'd love to see that cat tat again if you catch my drift.
Amen. Meow.
I didn't get your number. You're so hot, I could care less. You had awful acne on your butt.
Oh. Oh, God. How embarrassing. How embarrassing.
It makes you human.
Sure.
Because you're so hot. Hit me up if you happen to remember me.
This just goes to show that there is someone for everyone, right?
Is there?
Right?
Is there? That's a lot.
There it is.
I do prefer, though, to think of that story as it plays out, starring one Mr. Ryan Reynolds, because then it makes it all okay.
Sure.
Right? Right?
This has been Craigslist Missed Connection. Just about every day, Florida makes the show. Just weird, random things happen in that state. Now, the irony in this is it doesn't actually happen in Florida with this next story. It happens in Louisiana at a truck stop, but it involves a Florida woman.
I'm bracing myself okay, because right. of your face.
Before I get into this, I'm just going to throw a lot at you.
Okay.
All right, there's a lot of aspects to this story.
For sensitive audiences,
okay,
there may be a warning because... Maybe. This feels like it's going to be a lot.
All right, Kelly's not heard this yet, but here we go.
I have no
idea. Bizarre story now that has a lot of you talking tonight. The Iberville Parish Sheriff says a woman bit a camel to escape an attack.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
why
so
is
there's
she
a,
biting a camel?
There's a camel. There's a woman. Okay, let's go on.
The sheriff says it all happened at the Tiger Truck Stop in Gross Tate.
Okay, there's a Tiger Truck Stop. Listen, it's not just named the Tiger Truck Stop. There was actually a tiger at this truck stop.
What?
Until the tiger passed away, then they brought in a camel.
How and why did a tiger get at a truck stop to live?
Again, we are throwing a lot at you here. Taking you back, again, we're at a truck stop there in Louisiana. Florida woman bit a camel.
We're told a couple chased after their deaf dog and barged into the enclosure of the camel named Casper.
Okay, so now we have a camel named Casper. This Florida woman and her husband are running after their dog, who's deaf. Runs into the camel enclosure.
Oh my
guys,
Lord.
This is insane. Okay, hang on a second. I have to. Okay.
All right.
This is.
Okay. This is a lot.
It is a lot.
That's when the camel got upset and sat on the woman. The woman later bit the animal in a sensitive area to.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wait a second. The camel's sitting on her.
Yes.
The camel got mad like you're in my place. And she's biting him in his.
In his nuggets.
A woman later bit the animal in a sensitive area to escape.
Yeah. So she, citing self-defense.
Well, I gotta be honest. Desperate times call for desperate measures, right? I feel like the camel's gotta be heavy.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like that.
Casper replaced Tony the Tiger at the truck stop after that tiger passed away.
Okay. Tony the Tiger.
So we've got Casper the camel. We've got Tony the Tiger.
Why is this part zoo? Is this truck stop, rest stop, part zoo? I'm confused about the need for animals there.
It sounds fantastic.
Oh, wow.
It's just a different world in the South.
It's going to become a new tourist destination for me.
Right. So Florida making the show after a Florida woman bites Casper the camel in his sensitive nuggets because Casper the camel sat on her after she ran after her deaf dog.
Oh, God.
And startled him into his enclosure. I don't, like, hopefully the camel's okay, too, because I'm a guy. Oh. If you're getting bit there, that's hard to recover from.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, I told you. There, I was going to be throwing a lot at you.
Listen,
here.
To be fair, bless her heart, this sounds like just a series of unfortunate events. Like, this isn't your typical, she got herself into it because of bad choices. She's
Brad texts
her dog.
Us and says, I've been to that truck stop a few times.
What?
They have always had a tiger there for like 20 years. It's kind of like a tourist attraction.
That is crazy.
So now the tiger passed away, so now insert...
Casper the camel. Oh, my God.
Our buddy Chad over at Ernie's Print Shop says, yep, this story was worth waiting to head into the shop for. What a ride. Yeah, welcome.
why?
So there you go.
Why does the truck stop need a gas? I'm so
You're
confused.
Asking way too many questions. Just accept it, Kelly. So there you are, Florida, making the show on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, sometimes you just want the opinion of maybe our listeners, or there's just been something that's been bothering you and you don't know who to tell.
Yeah, you can't tell anyone you know, just put it on the radio.
Sure, tell us. Rebecca, hey.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. So walk us through the secret that you messaged us.
Okay, so I'm very embarrassed to tell my friends and family why my boyfriend really dumped me. So we've been together for a year and a half, and I was like very in love with him. Like we were, this is just, I was totally wrecked by this because I feel like so beyond stupid and like it was completely unexpected. So like the story I told my friends is that we just grew apart and like it wasn't working anymore. You know, this like super generic, very vague reason, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's not you. It's me. You know, we were different places in our lives. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, but the real reason, and it just, It blows my mind. The real reason he dumped me is because I got a cavity.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. Do you say cavity, like in your mouth?
Yes, like a freaking cavity. Like, his mom is a dentist, and so he's, like, overly concerned about oral hygiene.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's like, I couldn't believe it. He told me, it got very personal. He told me he was so repulsed by my condition.
He called it a condition?
Wow.
Yes. Yes, he called it a condition, and that the thought of kissing me made him sick.
Oh, I mean, my gosh.
You did tell him that they can be filled. Like, cavities are...
Like, who hasn't had a cavity?
Temporary, right. Yeah. You can go to the dentist and have it filled.
Right, well, and sometimes, like, cavities are also, like, sometimes genetic. Like, it's a lot of it's, like, out of your control. And he said I had a yuck mouth and couldn't get over it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
gosh. Wow.
Like, have you guys ever heard of anything so bizarre?
No, I honestly haven't.
Dad is a dentist, and I am a big proponent of oral hygiene, too, but I wouldn't break up with someone over a cavity.
That's insane.
Right, like, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Like, not only being totally shamed for having a cavity,
right,
it's, you know, to be dumped over it, like, I'm completely perplexed.
It was after a year and a half of dating?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't meant to be, and I'm sorry that this is the experience that you had.
Or there was something else, and he just used that as, I don't know, that just sounds, like, bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it totally throws everything else off, too, and I just, like, I couldn't bring myself to admit that to, like, anybody I know, because then it looks like my judgment's off, or, like...
Yeah.
And now I'm, like, super... I don't know, like, I'm just nervous. Like, I'm gun-shy to date anybody else because it was just the craziest thing.
Right. You get yourself back out there, Rebecca.
You pull up your bootstraps, you get back on that horse!
Well, first you get that cavity filled.
Right,
then you
absolutely.
Fix
that yuck mouth.
I don't mean to, like, laugh at your situation here, but
it's,
you know,
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm sure you didn't even believe him when he said that to you. I'd be like, yeah, you're joking.
No, I didn't believe it. I'm like, okay, what are you trying to actually say? And
right.
Then he got really passionate about it, and I'm like, this is something else. This is crazy. Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, Rebecca, a ton of people are texting in.
Thank you, guys. It makes me feel a little bit better. It's still crazy, but I appreciate it.
Yeah. Courtney texts in and says, OMG, I'm dying laughing. Good riddance to that guy.
Yeah, Ernie, tooth Nazi. Brad, is that guy 12? I'll take her on a date. I don't care if you've had a cavity.
Oh,
she's already got options.
She's got offers. Right. Brooke texts in, hey, be glad he found out how weird he was before y'all got any further into the relationship. He has serious issues.
And then Greg, could be worse. Mom could be a proctologist and Rebecca could have a whale. Never mind. Well, this is kind of a crazy group therapy.
Rebecca confided in us and you that her boyfriend, who she had dated for a year and a half, broke up with her because she has yuck mouth. She had a cavity.
It's just ridiculous. I've never heard of anything
now,
more crazy.
Before we start putting this guy and running him over the train tracks.
Are you defending?
To be fair.
What's happening?
We haven't seen a picture of her mouth.
She had one cavity.
Yeah.
One
so cavity. She said.
There has to be some other
backstory. You're probably right. Yes. But Kate says, I wonder what he would do if he started dating someone and found out they had dentures.
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, that's different.
It would erupt. Beth texts in and says, my daughter said if no cavities were required to have a boyfriend, I'd be single forever. Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, Missy. Oh, sweetie. The universe did you a favor. He's a butthead and will be a very, very, very lonely little man.
Andrew the Love Doctor always calls our show. Hey, good morning.
Hey, that guy's an idiot. He's a pure idiot.
Andrew the Love Doctor.
I love it. You don't mince words.
Oh, my gosh. You know, there's another reason he's breaking up with her, and to use that is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I think,
and I'm
too.
Telling you right. Yeah, Kelly's absolutely right. And I'm telling you right now, she's better off without someone who's going to do that, because if he's going to do that and not be man enough to step up and say, hey, here's the real reason, she deserves better. He is a complete idiot.
Well, how did he not think, like, that's going to make me sound like an absolute crazy jerkwad? Why didn't he just say something like, we're just going in different directions, or I feel like we're not on the same page?
That's exactly it. And think about it. If his friends knew that he broke up with her because of a cavity, he's probably going to lose a lot of friends because they're going to think he's an idiot.
Too. Yes!
Well,
ridiculous.
Who knows? But
are you still sticking up for the guy now?
No, no. Really? I'm just saying he probably, his friend circle probably knows he's nuts and is still friends with him. So, yeah, he's going to find some girl that has perfect teeth and he's not going to know anything was wrong.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah. So, anyways, Andrew the Love Doctor, you're 100% correct. Got to be something else or this guy's nuts.
He's an idiot. He's not nuts. He's just an idiot. And he's a coward.
Okay, thank you, bud.
Love you guys.
All right, take care.
Love you, bye.
So if you want to continue commenting, you can up Facebook and Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, and then we're kind of asking, what's the dumbest reason you ever got dumped and or dumped someone?
Vanny B texts in and says, I dumped a guy because he had no idea it was a UK U of L basketball game, which was mistake number one. Regardless, if you're into sports, everyone in this state knows when that game is on. Then mistake number two was, after I told him it was game day, he said, oh, are you going to wear your cheese hat for that? I'm a Packers fan, so I have a cheese head. Wrong sport, wrong team, wrong name for the headgear.
Yeah.
I knew at that point.
We should part ways.
It wasn't going to work.
Yeah. Oh, that's tragic.
Text from Randy. Okay, I once dumped a guy because I couldn't stand his...
Finish line face?
Yes. Finish line face, sure.
Okay.
Finish line face.
I mean, you could just turn the lights off.
I guess.
Whatever.
Brittany, not me, but my niece actually dumped a guy back in her 20s because he drank through a straw. All right.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
That's offensive behavior.
I get it. Brandy.
The dumbest reason why I ever got dumped is because his fraternity brothers didn't like me.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You need the acceptance of paid friends.
Paid friends. Ooh, look at the shade at the fraternity.
Brandy, well, you're better off.
Absolutely, you are. My goodness.
Hey, Cassie, so why were you dumped?
No, I dumped somebody whenever I was in freshman year of high school because he had boogers in his nose all the time.
You know what, Cassie? That's probably a valid reason to dump someone. that actually is probably a valid reason.
Yeah, at that point in your life, sure.
I feel like I've done something illegal, but I don't really care.
Illegal? Wow, that is a bold statement to make.
Okay, so there are a couple shows that I've been wanting to watch, but thanks to the fact that I don't have Apple TV, I have been unable to watch them. The Morning Show... I think that's Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, right?
Yeah. And isn't Steve Carell in that?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah.
So that's one that I really wanted to watch. I've heard great things about. Haven't because I don't have Apple TV. Ted Lasso is the other one with Jason Sudeikis. Again, great reviews. Everything I've heard about it is fantastic. Season 2 coming out in July. And I'm like, So I'm just in passing talking about shows that I want to see that I haven't, because it's like, you know how sometimes you exchange, you know, oh, we're watching this. Oh, we're watching this. Oh, give me some ideas. You know, all right. You know, because it's like everybody gets to the bottom of Netflix and you're scraping. You're like, okay, well, I mean,
okay, now what?
I know I've seen everything. I mean, like what now? So I'm talking about how I wanted to see Ted Lasso. I've heard so many good things about it, but alas, I don't have Apple TV. And so then this person's like, I tell you what. And it was like, I know a guy. What do you mean you know a guy? I know a guy. Hang on a second. Let me make a couple let me make a couple of text messages for you.
What can this guy do?
So.
Because don't you have to have a console for Apple TV or something?
No. It's an app.
No?
I mean, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. If you've got like a Fire Stick or something like that, you can just download the Apple app.
Don't tell me that. I was thinking I needed to buy like a tower or something.
No, or just like the Hulu app or the Netflix app. You know, you download those and then you can sign in and watch them based on the account that you have. And so this person was like, so do you have an Apple ID? I'm like, I mean, my daughters maybe. I don't know. I do. Maybe my wife does. I don't know. I've been on the Android bus for a better part of a decade, so I don't know. And so, okay, I tell you what. Give me a day. And so I'm like, okay. So
give me a day?
Yeah.
Are you trying to backdoor your way into free Apple TV? Is that what's happening right now? Are you pirating Apple TV?
Over the weekend, I get a text message. I've added you to my family.
And, you're in the family?
And so apparently with Apple, you can add family members. And so this person...
Wait, how many? Is there a limit?
Kelly, I'm not an Apple TV subscriber. I have no idea.
Wow.
And so it's like, you're in the family. And so I'm like, I'm in the family. And so it's like, you know, I click on the link and it's like, all right, log into your Apple ID. I'm like, oh gosh, I don't even know if I have an Apple ID. And so I try my Apple ID.
You have to use their Apple ID?
No. You use your own and you're added through theirs.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
Say, yeah, that guy's good.
Yeah, he's good. He's with me. He's okay. Yeah. So, okay. So all of this. Like it starts asking me security questions because I haven't logged into an Apple ID in a decade, and I don't even know.
The sweats, like, my God.
It's like, what's your favorite car that you've ever owned? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think about what my place was 10 years ago, and I'm like, okay, was it the Jetta?
Was
I don't know.
The Metro?
I mean,
that had personality. It needed its own Instagram account.
So I write a couple of security questions, answers down, and it's like, wrong. Oh, it's no. What was your first pet? I'm like, first pet? It was probably this. Wrong. I'm like, what did I answer?
How did I know you?
I know. I don't even know me. So anyways, finally, like, my wife was able to log in, and it asks you so many different security codes. For those of you who think that you can just hack into Apple and get user information, no. There's triple checks.
I think you can hack in other than just knowing someone's password or security questions.
So anyways, all that to say, I'm about 4 episodes deep in Ted Lasso, and is fantastic. It's a rush because it's a little bit illegal, and it's a little bit, I'm in the family, I'm part of a greater community, and it's just a little bit of, I'm experiencing a show that people knew about since last August.
Are you certain that they're not going to come be like, hey, like, since I scratched your back, time for you to pay up for being in the family? Like, are you going to have to pay admission to the family in some way, shape, or form at some point?
Here's the thing, Kelly. We didn't get that far. So I would imagine if you're asking me that, that's probably still coming. Okay.
There could be some favors.
Sometime.
That he's gonna need to collect.
That's right. That's right.
For being in the family.
So you know the Jonas Brothers are coming.
Oh my God.
I tell you what. You enjoyed Ted Lasso, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
I know, right?
I like to enjoy a show, too.
I like
Maybe
to enjoy
you
a show,
your connections.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
It's coming. I feel like it's coming.
All that to say that I've discovered Ted Lasso, and it's fantastic. Oh, it is fantastic.
I hope you can stay in the family and not get kicked out.
I know, and I hope that I don't get pulled over by the Apple TV police, and I get to stay in this world at least until I finish season one.
So we heard Ben Davis. You aren't exactly paying for access to Apple TV.
I realized something here. Kelly, you were admitting that you had been a part of kind of a yo-yo relationship for several years.
Yeah.
We
date each other whenever we weren't dating anybody else.
Right.
And that went on for far too long.
I know. And I was a part of a yo-yo relationship that I thought, but then I realized, no, maybe she was just hanging out with me until she found another boyfriend.
Oh, no. Sad music for Ben Davis.
So sorry. But then we get this message from a listener. I'm going to keep her anonymous, but she says, talking about yo-yo relationships, I'm going to share my story. I have dated and gone back to my boyfriend for 10 years.
Yeah, been there, done that.
We would date for 6 months. He would cheat. We would break up. Then a few months later, we'd get back together. The longest stint we'd date continuously was 1.5 years. He would always cheat, and I would always take him back. We're currently on a break and thinking this one is for good because he got engaged to another woman.
Hang on. Hang on. She thinks maybe it's for good and he's engaged to someone else? Okay.
And thinking this one is for good because he got engaged to another woman 3 months after we broke up for the last time.
Okay.
There's just something about him that makes me believe he's changed when he hasn't. Plus, I think of the 10 years I've invested. Anyway, just wanted to share my story. You guys are great.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? She said it to herself. Like, you've confirmed it's time to move on. It's time to close the chapter because, you know, that's a strong statement. If he's getting engaged after only 3 months, yet he has been with you off and on for 10 years and not made that kind of commitment.
I know.
So yeah. Right there, this is congratulations because this is your Independence Day.
Yes. Yes. You have just now seen what he actually like believes and views you as. And, and you can, you know what, close the chapter. And when you get that text, because you're going to get a call or a text from him.
Yep. Oh yeah. 100%.
It doesn't matter that he's engaged.
Nope.
It does not matter. He will call. He will text you. Yep. Whatever. You do not respond.
Nope. You move on and find someone that's going to immediately see your value.
Oh my gosh.
And want you to be number one in their life and also not cheat.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Congratulations. What a good day for her. Give her the anthem. She has been set free after 10 years
set
of being
free.
In this unhealthy yo-yo situation. She has set free.
Oh my gosh.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, she sent me to church. I'm excited for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Lisa kind of confirms this. Did this for 9 years with a narcissist. Nope. They don't change. Let them go. It's the best feeling ever. See, yep. There you go. You got the support of the community behind you. So.
Yes. Mary Kate said, know your worth. Absolutely.
All right. There you go. All right. Cool. By the way, if you want to message us at Ben and Kelly Show.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode.